A media conference Tuesday afternoon with Dan Rather took on the feel of a network newsroom as the familiar articulate tone of the former CBS Evening News anchor was ready for questions.
All right, folks, let's go to work.
Rather was in Monroe Tuesday, appearing as the guest speaker at the University of Louisiana at Monroe's Presidential Lyceum Series. He recalls one of his first visits to the city in the 1960s, reporting on the civil rights movement.
My best memory is that I came here to interview a former governor, Governor Noe, and I interviewed him at his radio station. I don't recall whether they had a television station at the time, but what I remember is the radio station. But we spent a good deal of time all around the state.
One of the most historic events the Wharton, Texas native covered as the Dallas bureau chief for CBS was the assassination of President John F. Kennedy.
By the time President Kennedy decided to visit Texas, we had transferred the bureau to New Orleans because the civil rights story was the biggest story of the day. But I was given the assignment to arrange CBS News coverage of President Kennedy's visit to Texas.
He says as a journalist given an assignment, it was just one of those occasions where he was just lucky. The coverage soon catapulted him to the White House correspondent for the network and eventually the evening news anchor in 1981. His 24 years at the anchor desk was filled with both accomplishments and controversy. Following a disputed report involving the 2004 presidential election, Rather and the network parted ways. Citing the numerous options of news coverage one has by cable or internet, he questions the future of evening newscasts by major networks.
I have some doubts that the three name networks, biggest name networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, I have my doubts that all three will continue to do an early evening half-hour news broadcast. I would not be surprised to see one or more drop out of it.
His passion for investigative journalism continues as he currently hosts a news program, Dan Rather Reports, which includes documentaries, interviews, and his foremost interest, investigative journalism. Rather feels this style of reporting has lost its edge.
I've said, and I believe, that American journalism needs a spine transplant. Just too much of go along and get along, don't cause any trouble, don't ask a tough question, don't dig too deeply into anything, too much of that.
He says the old order of newscast is gone, and a new order or business model must be established for journalism to be revitalized and to attain the quality that is faded from the news landscape. His lecture Tuesday night was titled Lessons from a Lifetime of Reporting, where he presented not only ideas and philosophies, but posed questions to the audience to consider of what journalism and freedom of press means.
Regular workaday Americans to understand about a free press and really independent press being the absolute vitals of freedom and democracy, and to have people fully understand that.
I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.